Sporting Stretford Paddock. We're here for the review of Man United against Man City. United won.
We won.
Again.
Again. Football's really good, isn't it?
Football's all right these days, isn't it?
Yeah.
Last 10 games, 7 wins, 3 draws. Is bit of a resurgence.
It's not 8 wins, 2 draws?
No, I think it was Wolves, Everton.
And Bruges, sorry. And Bruges. But still, who yeah. cares? Who
Excellent.
Who cares after
Great
that?
Win today, amazing win. Two goals, obviously.
It was, even
it was a very strange game, wasn't
yeah.
it? Yeah. Should we start in the first half, go through the game
yeah,
a little bit?
Yeah, we'll dissect it a bit. Go on.
So first half then, we saw... first 20 minutes was very City heavy,
yeah,
wasn't it?
Yeah, as we kind of expected.
Yeah, but it didn't really create many chances then. United sort of pressed on a little bit and we saw the goal by Martial. Bruno just chipping the ball over the defence from a goal kick, from a free kick.
From free kick, that's the one.
I'm still high on, what's the word? What do they call it?
Ecstasy, but not that type.
Ecstasy, yeah. Just not a genuine
just
ecstasy.
Just a genuine.
From the brain. Chip the ball over the defence.
Yeah.
Martial, near post, mistake from Edison.
Yeah, 100%. Not the first one he'll make. We'll get to that.
Not the last one.
Not the last one.
But a nice goal. We're coming into the end of the first half. United ended the half really well, I thought. From the goal to the end of the half, United looked really strong. Kept the ball quite well. City had like 75% possession
in
the first 20 minutes,
but
they didn't do much with it, which is kind of the story of the game, really. Because second half, United came out and it was an interesting one because as defensive as we were, sorry, my voice has gone from screaming. As defensive as we were, I didn't think we sat that deep.
No.
The line of the defence was always sort of 5 or 10 yards outside the 18-yard box. It was never right on the edge of the 18. We kept a bit of distance there. And City really struggled to make chances, didn't they?
I think this is the first game where you literally look at our 1-11 and say, like, everyone played really, really well. There was a few standouts. We said Matic as well.
Matic was brilliant.
Luke Shaw, brilliant. Yeah. Dan James had his best game, I think, I've seen in about 6 months.
Yeah.
From him, Martial got man of the match. Brilliant as well.
And Wan-Bissaka was fantastic.
Wan-Bissaka, Fred Maguire again. How many clearances did
amazing.
He make? Shaw was excellent. Like, everyone. Lindelof
literally
was good.
Everyone was great.
Everyone was amazing.
and some really important performances in there, I thought. The continuing resurgence of Luke Shaw is a very important thing.
As a third kind of deployed centre back.
And then I thought he looked really good at left back as well when Brandon came off because he was just so leggy by the end. But Brandon, Dan James, so dangerous. A few times where his decision making wasn't quite there, he could have laid
Bruno
in once. And a couple of times he just sort of ran into his defender rather than keeping the ball. But his energy and his speed is so dangerous throughout the whole game, isn't it?
Yeah, but like you said, it's his decision-making, I think, is lacking, to be fair. And he's so many times when we sat back, I think the whole game plan was punt it, and let's see if he gets on the end of it. And to an extent, it actually worked.
Yeah.
Because it stretched their defence, which was very attacking-based, as we were saying during
And
the
I was
year.
Really worried, because from about, it was like 55, 60 minutes where United did this, like I said, not that deep, but just defensive blocking.
And about 50 minutes into the game, me and you, I think, said, like, I can't see us holding out.
Yeah.
I think we'll need a second goal because there's no way they're not going to score.
Yeah.
I think, barring maybe that Sterling chance and the Jesus shot that came, like, they never... De Gea didn't have much to do.
Wan-Bissaka has... I don't know what it is about the way that Sterling plays, but Wan-Bissaka just has him in his pocket every single time they play against
Sterling
each other.
Is not playing against Man United. He does not like it. To
it's
be
crazy,
fair.
Isn't it? I think it's 18 games without a goal against us.
Shoot, they really, really, really missed De Bruyne today. So yeah. did, like, big time. You could tell. I mean, what he's got like 3.7 key passes a game, which is just
ludicrous.
Laughable.
Yeah.
Like, it's just ridiculous. And you could tell because they were just going side to side a lot of the game today, relying on Mahrez and Sterling.
Mahrez did Brandon Williams a couple of times, but generally not too much even for him. We've got the stats there, look.
Yes, we got stats.
Look at this possession there. 73% possession and only 7 shots.
More attempts, more on target.
United have got more attempts, more on target than City. Only one clear chance for City. Which one would that have been?
Maybe the Sterling opportunity.
Okay, yeah, maybe.
Maybe.
But, you know, we had more shots, more on target, and with only 27% possession.
It's
we've seen it this season. Usually we don't get 73, but where United are dominating possession but lose games. They didn't even make, you know, they didn't even have many shots. They didn't, City, as controlling of the game as they were, didn't really look like winning it ever.
No, they, like I said, they were so passive as well, but we just have to talk about it as well, because we mentioned it just after the game wrapped up. Our record against top teams is like...
is amazing.
It's just ridiculous now.
Yeah, I think, it's absolutely insane. We've We obviously drew and lost to Liverpool, which wasn't great. But we've beaten Chelsea three times this season. We've beaten Man City three times this season. We've beaten Tottenham once
this season. He's here.
Stephen Harrison in the comments saying Ole out.
There's always one.
There's always one. Unbelievable. But yeah, we've beaten Leicester this season. We still have to play them again on the last day, I think. But we've beaten so many of the top sides and so consistently since Ole's come in that it's not just a fluke anymore.
No.
It's 17, 18, 19 games of this where we're winning sort of 60 to 70% of those games. It's incredible.
And you just think as well, given over summer, a few more players coming in.
Yeah.
We're not. I don't think we're going to do a title charge next
year.
Let's talk about taking
the next step forward as a club.
Because let's not think like everything is solved, but the pieces are slowly starting maybe to fall into place.
There are clear signs of improvement. Eric Bailly looked excellent when he came on. Igalo looked a brilliant model striker when he came on, held the ball up really well. And just the way he backs into defenders is something. I think Martial has a lot of things that are better than Igalo, but the way Igalo backs into his defender and just turns him, we saw for the second goal, which we'll come to now, the ball got played into Igalo on the halfway line, just held his man off and just rolled it around the corner
to
Fred, wasn't
goal,
it?
Yeah.
Fred tried to put Dan James through, overplayed it straight to Ederson. And tell me what happened after that, Kieran.
Well, Ederson had another brain.
Oh, can we talk about his second brain?
There was basically the ball was passed back by I think it was Rodri back to him, and he went to put his foot on the ball and he just completely missed it, and it was rolling into his net. Martial closed him down. He even got a foot on it, I think.
Yeah.
It was basically on the line, but he managed to hack it away. But Edison's 96 minutes.
He
did look shaky, and you know, he does tend to have moments like that, as good as a goalkeeper he is, and I do rate him pretty highly. Yeah. He literally just rolled the ball out and it came to Scott McTominay. He was outside
40,
of his goal. He was
40 yards out or so?
He was at the edge of his box when he rolled it out, and it just fell to McTominay. First time, just whipped it in with Ederson out of his goal to the back of the net, and I suggest that you all take a look at the our Twitter page. I assume the reaction's been clipped up.
Oh, my voice is struggling after that. Steve says, I'm in the car park waiting to drive back. Yeah, so Steve, we're back for his review very soon. Let's have a look at some of the other players who were really good today then, because I thought in that midfield, Fred Matic was brilliant.
He's done the biggest.
Where's this energy come from? He looked done.
I remember Everton last season when we lost 4-0, and I was like, he should never kick a ball.
He should never play football again.
No, and he's somehow, and there was all this talk, he's definitely going to go to Spurs. And Ollie came out yesterday and said he's going to 100% sign a new contract.
And I think with performances like that, even if he doesn't start many games for us next season, if we get someone else in there, he's clearly proven himself to be a valuable asset to
Fred
the club
as well. Fred has been one of the best players in the
playing on an unfair yellow card for about 65 minutes as
That's
well.
Another talking point as well. Aguero had a goal ruled out for offside, which
it was offside.
It was offside, but it was very, very
it was closer than it looked, but his armpit or shoulder was probably, what would you say, just under a foot offside?
Yeah, just under.
That's how it goes, isn't
it? And then Fred obviously had he was hacked down by Otamendi, which when we first saw it, we said that's not a penalty, and he was booked for diving, but on closer observation. Here's Mitch. Mitch is here in his United shirt. Are you loving life, Mitch? Yeah. He is loving life. He's loved that.
Yeah, on closer observation, he was clearly kicked in the ankle.
He was clearly kicked,
and he was, and they checked it on VAR, and they still upheld the yellow card. I don't quite understand how that happens.
Who cares at this stage?
Who cares at this stage?
Who cares? Because there's nearly over 1,000 watching.
Yeah.
Only
give the video
likes.
A like
Come
if
on.
You're having a laugh.
Double over, Pep.
You've
fraudulent.
Got to be enjoying these last couple, these last sort of month or two since Bruno came in, innit? Imagine.
I have
Do you know when a school gets a new head teacher and all of a sudden they're getting like outstanding
spark
Ofsted.
Spark of life put in. I was doubtful about Bruno. Someone pulled me up on it on one of the live streams last time, and I'm so happy that I'm wrong. I have no problem eating my words and saying that I had my reservations. You know, there's still a lot more football for him to play, but he's been bloody good, hasn't he?
Should we check out the comments?
Let's check out what these scoundrels
Mo Wada, who's a consistent and constant member of the comments, so thank you very much for that. He says, Fred's transformation has been unreal. Why is no one talking about how Ole makes players?
He's getting the best out of Rashford, the best out of Martial, the best out of Fred, the best out of McTominay,
Luke
the best
Shaw.
Out of Shaw, the best out of Matt. Like, he's getting the best out of all these players.
Matic as well.
Matic as well.
The improvement. If you look at the difference from certain players when we came in, even McTominay has continued his progression.
Yeah.
And Rashford has gone from sort of this maligned, talented youngster to being, you know, who's arguably him and De Bruyne are the best two players in the league before.
You could, easily. You could debate that.
So it is amazing. And there's no doubt now, people would say for a long time, who has he improved? We've just listed half a dozen there. I don't think you can doubt at all. Maybe McTominay is one where you would say, well, he was already
on a
quite
trajectory,
good. But Matic was dead in the water. Yeah. Lindelof, I even think, has improved him a lot. Luke Shaw, again, was in and out so often. And Martial, again, his best goal-scoring season, I think, or thereabouts, since he first came in.
Oh, it is his best goal-scoring. 16 in all comps, 11 in the league.
I think he got 17 in his first season.
There's definitely, I think, his best league, okay. I think, because he's got 11 goals, I think, unless someone wants to put me up on that.
Someone says Igalo's hold-up play is excellent.
Fantastic. Everyone was brilliant when they came on. We could literally go here and just list everything everyone did well, but we'd be here all day.
What do you think to Bruno Fernandes shushing Pep?
Brilliant, fantastic, inject it into my veins.
See, the thing is, I love stuff like that, but there's always the sort of wimp side of me where he goes, oh, he shouldn't have done that.
Yeah, it's a bit naughty.
Yeah, a bit cheeky, isn't it?
Yeah.
Again, should we talk a little bit about, we did mention it before, how Ole has, the way he set this team up through times when the squad is looking a little bit better. Now we're getting a few players back from injury. Yeah. We've got Bruno, obviously. But during, you know, when we beat Chelsea twice, when we beat City, I know it was in the second leg and we ended up going out, but we're only one goal away from extra time. Yeah. So it wasn't like they beat us 6-0 in the first leg. Yeah. And we were one goal off extra time in the Carling Cup. He set up teams with very poor players in multiple positions. Matic and Lingard didn't even... Pereira and Lingard didn't even make the squad today.
They haven't made the squad the last few days.
Yeah.
They played
against Derby, but...
Yeah, come on.
Premier League games, not even in the squad.
Yeah, I think that...
And he beat the likes of Man City, the likes of Chelsea, with those players playing.
Yeah.
Like, there's something going on with the way he sets up in those big games that you can't help but be, you know, attracted to and happy with.
Oh, surely. Great. It's bloody great at the moment, Joe, isn't it? The football is back. There's nearly 1,400 of you absolute scoundrels watching.
Like the video. Come on. This is so good. This is.
And yes, we are begging for likes because we're bloody happy. Come on.
Exactly.
Housen, if we get to 500 likes, Housen lets us go outside.
He does. Lets us get some fresh air. Only for a little bit. He lets us breathe in the gets a bit of sunlight.
Yeah.
Until our melanin becomes, you know, fully soaked up all the light and then he brings us back in.
Yeah.
Slabhead's been immense since getting the captaincy.
Yeah.
He was excellent again today, as we said.
Fantastic. Yeah, how many clearances? Just too
amazing.
Many came.
Ole versus Poch. I don't really know what that means.
I'm guessing people are saying, I don't know.
Poch should be coming in.
Yeah.
Bruno Fernandes, should we talk about him again?
Yeah, let's go on to Bruno. I got another assist today.
Yeah. Brilliant. And just to sort of the ingenuity and the vision to make that pass. And well, the vision to see it, and then the quality to make it so that Martial can hit it first time. Yeah. I know it took a mistake from Edison, but it doesn't matter whether he makes that mistake or not if you don't take the shot.
Yeah.
And without Bruno, we don't take that shot.
You said as well, someone like Pereira or Lingard doesn't have the audacity to even try something
that. I don't even think they see it.
No. I don't even think they can do it.
The run makes the pass. Martial makes the run, and afterwards they go, oh, should have passed that.
I just have to say, people saying I'm being negative in the comments. What?
Kieran, be happy, not negative. Oh, he's being negative. He's saying everyone's amazing. It's the best day ever.
It's class. Happy birthday to me.
Another assist. You can't say it like that. What? It was another assist.
Yeah.
Brilliant. Who gets the assist for the McTominay goal?
There's no assist. No assist.
Yeah. He looked good when he came on as well.
Yeah.
Just everyone looked really good, didn't they?
Like everyone who came onto the pitch, like there was no... there were standout performers, but you do want to laud everyone up front.
Strangely enough, of all the players we were looking at before the game, one of them was David De Gea, who has been going through a bit of a rough patch. He didn't really have to do anything. There was the one shot that came across the box by Jesus that he palmed out, and he did well not to palm it out to Sterling. But other than that,
I'm saying. City just didn't have that killer pass without De Bruyne.
Yeah,
they really do. They really do lack, but. What does that leave us now? We're level on points with Chelsea, are we? Are we three points behind
Chelsea with a two better goal difference. Should we have a look at the fixtures?
Yeah, let's have a look at the fixtures, what we're looking forward to, because there will be watch-alongs.
We've got LASK, LASK midweek, and then at the weekend it's Tottenham away.
Have we only missed one watch-along this year?
Which one was that?
Was it around Christmas or something like that? Because I was just going to say we will be doing watch-alongs for
every game.
Yeah.
Tottenham away at the weekend. That's a tricky one.
That's a good game.
But Tottenham just coming off... was it? They lost yesterday, didn't they?
They drew with Burnley. Yeah.
Drew with Burnley. It took a Dele Alli penalty, didn't it, for them? So
and they looked a bit
lackluster. They're certainly fallible at this stage of the season.
They are.
Tottenham. Do you fancy us against them? Away?
Yeah. Yeah, I do. I think Jose and Spurs is a marriage of convenience at the moment rather than a marriage of, I don't know, what other marriages are there? A good marriage.
A happy marriage. What other marriages are there? That tells you what kind of home you were raised in. Marriage of convenience, please.
But Spurs, again, they are really, it's going to take a lot for Jose to kind of put his own ideology on that team. And I think we could, you know, our record against the top teams are really good. Besides Arsenal, Ollie's lost twice at the Emirates in the last two seasons, I think, in the Premier League. So they're just the last ones. But they're not a big club, are they? They're not really a big club.
So we've got Tottenham, then we've in the league, then we've got Norwich, Sheffield United at home, Brighton, Bournemouth, Villa, Southampton, Palace, West Ham.
Yeah, they're all relegation.
That's a very winnable run. But yeah, as you say, they're all relegation candidates, aren't they? They're all fine.
And Leicester away on the final day would be a big game, I think.
It could be a huge game. But it's a, I hate to say it, you know, relatively winnable run after this Tottenham game. So there seems to be a different feeling in the camp at the moment. Yeah. Solskjaer's speaking a different way. The players are speaking a different way. Yeah. And one thing I was saying this the other day, you know, even just in the media and in the press, like not Twitter, not fans, not like I'm talking Five Live, Sky, these sorts of teams, these sorts of publications. Before we got Bruno Fernandes, it was open season on United. Kick them as hard as you can. No one cares. They're shit. Who cares? Yeah. Since Bruno Fernandes came in, it's the first time I can think of a signing for United where people very quickly went, we like him.
Yeah,
and like across the board, people didn't go with that. Oh, he gives the ball away a lot. People were really positive
about his attitude more than his capability.
His attitude, his capability, all of it. But that's the thing with big signings like that. They change people's perception of the club, which in turn, you see the way Scott McTominay is talking after the game. He knows that we're on a good run of form. Yeah. People know that, you know, we're having a good time and that we look better. And just everything seems to change. The feeling around the club changes and the results get better as well as, you know, the perception. And it can just be huge the way signings do that sometimes, can't it?
It's just brilliant.
Right, that's going to be all from us.
Oh, lads, it's been a bloody good day.
Thank you so much for joining us.
1,500 watching on the review as well.
We've got a T-shirt as well. Where is it? Stretford Paddock FC shirt. It's coming in now. If you do like Stretford Paddock, we have got a football team. Here's the shirt. It's available to buy. Link is in the description. So check that out. And just be happy as well. Look at that lovely kit. It's a very nice kit. Can't wait for Sir Bruno Fernandes stand.
Me neither.
He'll have to become a British citizen, I think, before he can get knighted. But we'll sort that out. We'll sort that out. Thank you very much for joining us. We're going to be back tomorrow for a House and Brew.
Oh, yeah.
And for the news, of course. I'm sure there'll be a lot to talk about.
There will be a lot to talk about today.
Thank you very much for joining us. Enjoy your Sunday night, lads.
See ya.